No, I mean, religiously, we need an easy way to get to Jesus. There is no easy way. Isn't that the whole point of the Christian faith? Didn't our Lord tell us, if you follow me, they'll stone you? No. Better charge, please. There was nothing wrong with mercy, of course, writes Mr. Krauss, but when our clerics use the word, they sound more like hospice nurses than the warriors and martyrs who came before them. By the way, today is the feast day of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Now, when Brother Andre Marie and I talk about the hagiography of St. Ignatius of Loyola, it has to boggle the mind to think that from the spring that Ignatius of Loyola was blessed to create or to preside over its creation, or God used him to create the order of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits as we call them, from that spring, what do we have today? We have a train wreck. We don't have a spring. We have a mud puddle. Springs produce beautiful, clear, shimmering water that invigorates and revitalizes everything around it. Mud puddles get people dirty. And if you drink it, you get sick. We may be at the, truly be at the end of days. But then again, God's always in charge and he knows what he's doing. A church that consigns herself to be the handmaid of terminal decline abandons her true identity as a fighting church, the Ecclesia Militans. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Krauss. We've tried to be the radio station militants. It doesn't work. You can only recruit a certain very small amount of people and are limited therein. It's no wonder evil seems so ascendant, because any pocket where there is good, or even people that are trying to be good, is either ignored or faces a diabolical opposition that is either impossible or nearly impossible to overcome. I can sympathize, sir. It needn't be this way, he says. While Catholicism flounders in the West, it's flourishing in Africa and Asia. You know what? If we move the Crusade Channel to Asia, Thailand, I hear, is pretty cool. We move to Thailand, we will do awesome in Thailand. We stink here in the United States, but we'll do awesome in Thailand. We'll be appreciated and loved in Thailand. I wager you. While Ireland voted to embrace death, Argentina voted to affirm life in its most vulnerable stage. Of course, we should celebrate the health of the body of Christ wherever it's found, but none of this diminishes the fact that Catholicism and Western civilization share a close and indissoluble bond. Well, according to Marianne Williamson, here in America, Donald Trump is acting like some sort of soothsaying black magician. Who was the guy? Simon Magus. Some sort of modern-day Simon Magus. And is helping to animate this, what did she call it? This psychotic darkness. What is it that makes the relationship, and you know what, I'm going to stop because this is just a headline. By, the True Money Show with David Simpson is live following the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Bulk of Trump's U.S. farm aid goes to biggest and wealthiest. More than half of the Trump administration's $8.4 billion in trade aid payments to U.S. farmers through April was received by the top 10% of recipients. Country's biggest and most successful farmers, a study by an advocacy group showed on Tuesday. I asked the question again, why is there farm aid? Where's Willie Nelson at when you need him? Where's John Cougar Melonhead when you need him? Isn't the plight of the farmer the plight or the excess of the bureaucrat?